Yud Aleph. We're going to start on Yud Aleph. It's the second line from Amar Rabbi Chanina. As Simcha said, that's where we started. That's where I stopped 7 years ago. So we'll pick them over there. Also, it's a natural place. I figure what people do when they're on. That's where they stopped yesterday. So Amar Rabbi Chanina. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, according to Avishol, the Kohen Gadol would pay for the ramp. It was a ramp that connected the mountain to the Har Habayis, where they would walk to Parat Duma. So the Kohen Gadol would pay for that ramp, not according to Abishol. It didn't come from communal funds, it came from the Kohen Gadol's pocket. So Amar Rabbi Chanina says, Shachtzis Gadola, Haisav of Neket Kohen Gadolim, there was great hubris, or great haughtiness, amongst the Kohen Gadolim, that each one would not use the ramp of their predecessor. They would take down the ramp and rebuild it at a great expense. Right? So Yoser Mishishim Kikrik Sahab Ayumotzimba. They would spend more than 60 pieces, talents of gold, it's a very large amount, on it. Shai Kivsha Shapara Omid, because they would do is that the previous ramp would still be there. Velohaya Echad Mehen Motzi Paroso but Kipso Shochavero. None of the Kohen Gadolim would take out the Paro Aduma on his predecessor's ramp. Instead, El Sosro Ubono Oso Mishlo. He would knock it down and build it himself. So A, he's showing that he's just hoarding it by spending ridiculous amounts of money. B, he's showing that his predecessor's ramp is not good enough for him. He was no good. I gotta do it again. So the Gemara says, wait a second, it cannot be that the reason why they did this was because it was out of hubris. There must be a halakhic reason. Why? Because Hesiv Rabbi Ula Kamei Rabbi Mana, because Rabbi Ula objected in front of Rabbi Mana, Hatani, we have the following brisa about Shimon HaTzadik. Now Shimon HaTzadik, presumably, this is Shimon HaTzadik, who's the first of the shalshelas of the train in Avos. He's Mishayori and Anche Knesset Gedola. He's theoretically the one who met Alexander the Great. So he's a tzaddik. And nevertheless, Shimon HaTzadik shtei parosasa. He made two paradumas. I guess he needed two paradumas, made a lot of battles and wars at the time. A lot of people were tamei meis. And lo bekevesh shehotziezo. He built a separate kevesh between the first one and the second one. Why? Not only did he not use the predecessors, he didn't use his own. He made a second one. So Islach Lamer Shimon Tzadik Shachataya, you didn't tell me that Shimon Tzadik was so haughty that every time he had a Parah Aduma he had to build a new ramp? This is Shimon, come on, man. Right, this is Shimon Tzadik. So Makedun, so what then was the reason why that he did this? He says, Al Shem Ma'ala Hibe Para Silsul Hibe Para. Because what they did is anytime they had something with a Parah Aduma, they made a big pomp and circumstance, they made a big deal out of it to raise the stature of Parah Aduma. The reason being, quoted by many, is because when it came to the Parah Aduma, they would purposely make the Parah Aduma, the process be done by somebody who didn't have Hera Shemesh. So Lahotzi Libo Shul Stukim was that person was Pasol. In other words, there was a leniency because the Gemara mentioned that there are 13 ways at the Parah Aduma they had all these extra chumos. The reason why they did that is because they wanted to make sure that everyone recognized the status of the Parah Aduma, despite the fact that it could be prepared by somebody who went to mikvah in order to become tahor, but was still tameh because he didn't have Harav Shemesh. The Tzdukim said that was aser, a person was not allowed to, and the Purushim allowed that. So by the fact that they allowed this one leniency, they did all these other chumras by the Parah Aduma. So too here with the Kevesh, they made all just to show you to raise the status of the Parah Aduma. So they raised. I mean, it's a big deal to do. It's a lot of money to spend. So they raised the status of the Parah Aduma by telling everyone to have all these chumras. There are 13 of them that are mentioned. I guess this is one of them. And Tani, and it was also learned in the Braisa. Uksalim, Uzizin Uksalim. So you had like these projections and these walls that you had the ramp and it would extend over like this. They had like sort of like a barrier. Zizin uksalim hayoyotzim mikanu from either side. Kadeshi lo yatzitzor kohanim v'yitamu. In other words, they want to make sure that the kohanim who are walking over the ramp don't lean over the side and maybe be mahiol on something. Or people from the outside don't come in and be matame them. So they made this extra chumra where you have, look at that. They had these things on the side that would prevent anyone from leaning over or leaning in so there wouldn't be any potential for tumma. But now it's a cemetery, right? That comes from that side, right? Okay, that's why they would have it. So they would have that ramp and stuff from there. Okay, so now we go back to the Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah that said that Rabbi Shmuel said that the Mosar HaPeros, right? We had Mosar, Okay, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shmuel said that they would do business with the leftover, with the Hektish. And Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein mistakrin." You can't do business with hektesh, right? So in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Shmuel, right, the leftover remains in the lishka. They were used to buy wine, they bought oil, they bought flour, and then they bought them at a low price, and then they would sell them at a higher price, and they would get more money. They would get more money for the Beis Hamikdash, and that was then sold, right? And then the proceeds would go to the Beis Hamikdash. Whereas Rabbi Akiva said that ein mistakrin, you're not allowed to generate profit, basically. You're not allowed to profit from the Beis Hamikdash. But now the Gemara limits that and says, when Rav Kiva says you're not allowed to profit, what it really means is you're not allowed to take the risk. You're not allowed to take the risk of profit. Okay, Rav Kiva says, "Ein mistakrin ella im ratza ye hefset shelo v'asachal hektesh mutter." If you want to, you want to take business of profit of hektesh, you can say as follows: I'm going to take the money and invest it. Anything that gains doesn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Any loss is going to be on me, and I'll just pay Beis HaMikdash back. I mean, while it's not ribbis, you have to deal with that also. But he's saying that the hektesh will have no risk. Right, he says, right, Elim Ratzu Yeh Hefset Shelo V'Aschal Hektesh. That is mutter. Kihada, an example like this is found when it comes to some with Yisomim. Barzimna it Pekad Gabei Midal Yasmin. So when it came to Barzimna, so money that belonged to the orphans were deposited with him. Also, so he wants to invest the money. For the orphans. He wants to invest it. Asa b'shal Rabbi Mana. So he goes and asks Rabbi Mana if he's allowed to invest the funds. So Amalei, so Rabbi Mana says back to him, E boys day have said lidach va'ad gura de tarvechon shari. If you want to, you can agree that any loss will be yours, and any profit will belong to both of you to share, meaning with you and the Yisom to share, then it would be mutter. And Rabbi Chia bar Ada it hapke gabe midal yasmin avi kain. The same thing. Rabbi Abba had funds that belonged to the Yisomim. It was deposited with him, and he did the same thing. He accepted all the losses and split the profits with the orphans. So that is permitted. The same thing is allowed for hektesh according to Rabbi Akiva. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, according to this, Rabbi Shmuel says you're just allowed to do business. You're allowed to take the risk. You're allowed to take the risk. So then the issue is that. It seems to hear that the reason why Rabbi Akiva didn't allow to use to do this is because you're concerned of Shema Yafsid. You might lose the money. But the Gemara Ksubos and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis gives two other reasons as to why you're not supposed to do this. Number one, it says, Ein Anias B'Makam Ashiras. When it comes to Hektesh, Hektesh has to have a certain status that it's self-sustaining, that it's stable. You know, not investing Hektesh money. We don't need to invest Hektesh money. We have plenty. We don't need any more. So that's reason number one. And reason number two, when it comes to the same thing, when it comes to this applies also, is that there's this need for liquidity. You can't invest something and tie it up. At least with the ani also. You can't invest it, you tie it up into a fund, and you know you can't break the fund for X amount of years, or a CD for 6 months, or something like that. You need liquidity, because the ani needs money now.
There's a fine line between the two.
Okay. So the nafka mina would be between these two things was... if you accept upon yourself the hefsed, like we have here. If you accept upon yourself the hefsed, then maybe you would say that then Yerushalmi would say, okay, nope, it's all good. Because we're only concerned about loss, and here there's no loss. But maybe according to Yerushalmi, it still wouldn't be good. Because it's Ein Anias Makom Ashiras, there's a liquidity issue. Okay, at least we're done. Okay. So then the Mishnah said, Moser Peros. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the leftover produce, whatever the leftover produce means, the leftover produce was used to per the Ketam Mizbeach, right? You would buy olos that would be used when there was nothing on the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, what is this leftover payers? First the Gemara says, Masnisin the Rabbi Shmali. The Mishnah is Lashitas of the Rabbi Shmal, right? The Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef Pasar Masnisa Moser Peiros Sachar Lehektesh. Because Rabbi Chia said that what Moser Peiros means, it's the profits of the sales. So Moser Peiros, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're allowed to do business, you got profits, that profits were then used for Ketzem Mizbeach. That's what Moser Peiros means, according to Rabbi Chia, according to Rabbi Shmuel. And then what is Moser Nesachim? What's Moser Nesachim? Zosa'a Revius. That is the fourth Sa'a. So basically what they would do, again, the house always wins. Yad Hektesh Alayona. So normally, I guess, the Gizbar, the Beis HaMikdash, was sort of like a futures contract. Right, so he would pay in advance for a year for all the wine, the oil, and the flour, and at a certain set price. So let's say he bought it and said it was $4 for a unit. $4 for a unit. And then throughout the year, the price rose, and now it's $3 a unit. So now it's more expensive. Beis Hamidrash still gets the original amount. They can buy for $4 and they get a unit, meaning the $4 they get more, and that so they'll get more per purchase. And then they can go sell, and they sell at a higher price elsewhere, and they'll make a split. They'll make a profit. So that's Mos and Nesachim. That's Revias, right? So if the Gizmer paid four flour at the price of four saw for one seller, the price rose to three saw for one seller, then the seller would have to provide it for four. This fourth saw is extra because I can now make my saw by selling three. So basically, if then sells three for a saw, still has that fourth one is extra. So that's extra. That's saw Revias. That's Mos and Nesachim. And I guess that can, what is Mos and Nesachim? So Rabbi, that means you have extra money. And that was given to Beis HaMikdash, and they have more money you can use for whatever it's supposed to be used for. Now Rabbi Yochanan, Pasar Masnisa, this is Rabbi Yochanan now, he says, Moser Peros, which we just said before was the business, so Sachar, here he's saying Moser Peros is Sa'ar Revius, and Moser Nesachim is the Beirutzim. So it's a little different. What's Beirutzim? So the Beirutzim is the overfill. So what happened would be, when you sell, let's say you're selling a pound, I don't know if they do it in here. When you're selling a pound, what they would, if you're selling between me and you, would be very medakta. It could be exactly a pound. If you're selling to the Beis HaMidrash, you had Beirutzim, which was overfill. That overfill is extra. So extra wine would overflow, or extra flour would overflow, and they would gather that extra, and they would sell it. Because they paid for that minute amount. But if you're constantly getting, if you have 1,000 times or more that you're getting this excess overflow, eventually it's going to be worth something. So you would sell that. That's the Mos and Nesachim. That's for Beirutzim. So that, right, the difference between the two amounts is referred to as the Beirutzim. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. So Rav Yochanan is the only one who mentioned Beirutzim. The less they Rav Chiya bar Yosef the Beirutzim. Rav Chiya bar Yosef doesn't hold about the Beirutzim, right? Because Rav Chiya bar Yosef said Moser Peros is the Schar Lehekdesh, and Moser Nesachim is the Sar Revias. Rav Yochanan said Moser Peros is the Sar Revias, and Moser Nesachim is Beirutzim, which means that there's, according to the first sheet, according to Rabbi Shema, to Rabbi Chiya, there's no Beirutzim. It can't be. So Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, ma de nafal Sar Revias, nafal Beirutzim. Beirutzim, Sar Revias, that's just, it's the same thing. It's the excess Hekdesh gets because they're Hekdesh. Right, they get the better price, they get the Beirutzim, it's all the same thing, so it's included in the fact of the Sa'ar Revias. Okay, now the Gemara says as well. So again, we had two Shitos. We had Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef says we have Moser Peros and Sachar Lehekdesh. Rabbi Yochanan says we have Moser Peros equals Sachar Lehekdesh, and Moser Nesachim equals Sa'ar Revias. Rav Yochanan says most of payments are Saravius, most of Nesachim is Beirutzim. The Gemara says, Al Daita Rav Chiya bar Yosef, according to the first sheet, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, Ein Mistakri Mishal Hekesh, Af Bishalo Bishal Anayt Niyim, Lefichach Zeveze Lo Yomodim Peiros. Right, he says, according to Rav Yosef, everything works out well, because the Mishnah had said that Rabbi Akiva, and I think Chanin Yassan Kanagohanim, said, Ein Mistakri Bishal Anayim, which works out fine in the Mishnah, because we have a case of doing business with the Hekdesh, which is Moser Peros, according to him. That's doing business. But Al Date de Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a problem. Hatanina, we already learned, Amdu Mishalos Yisapek Mi'arba, V'tanin Zev V'zeh Lo Yomod V'Peros. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Chananya Iska and the Kohanim do not agree with the concept of Moser Peros. But according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Peros is the Sa'ar Revias. It's this extra fourth, this extra amount that you get, because you get the benefit of the deal when the price rose. Everyone agrees to that. So why does it mean, what does it mean in the Mishnah, according to you, that Rabbi Kiva doesn't agree to Moser Peros? According to you, Moser Peros is the very call. According to the other sheet, the Moser Peros means doing business. Fine, Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. But how does he disagree if Moser Peros means the Sa'ar Revias, the extra amount that you get? Again, that the price was negotiated at its price, the prices rose, you still get the Hekdesh still gets the lower price. So the Gemara says, no, what does it mean, lo hayumodim, according to that? What that means is, they weren't moda to what you used the money gained from the Sa'ar Revias. Right? So he says, lo hayumodim b'peros b'kaitz l'mizbeach. What they agreed, that they disagreed, was that the money, that they, again, you sold it for a smaller price, you got the lower price, so you got extra, so you sold that extra, and you made money. What do you do with that money?
So they didn't agree, right? Everyone agrees that the fourth saw can be sold on behalf of the Beis Hamikdash. When the Mishnah said that Rabbi Akiva and Chanani did not agree with the leftover, with the Moser Peros, it means they didn't agree with what you can use with the profits. They didn't agree that the profits can be used to buy Ketz HaMizbeach. They agree that you can use it to buy Klisharis. What you can do is that you can use it to buy. You had multiple Klisharis. We always get to have the assumption, you know, the Torah says, you build a menorah, you build a shulchan. There were multiple klisharis in the Beis Hamikdash, plus all the things that were used to gather, to put the blood in and all those things. But there were multiple klisharis. Something happened, something broke, happens all the time. Something broke, something chipped, something this, you had a replacement. So they had money that would go, and also you had to fix things. So that's what they would agree. So now the Gemara says, okay, so they all seem to agree, right, everyone agreed about Beirutzim. Right, Rabbi Yochanan said most of the Nesachim is Beirutzim, and then Rabbi Chiya said that the Beirutzim are included in the Sar Revius, but they all have this concept of Beirutzim. Beirutzim, again, is the overflow. So, Ad Kedon Beirutze Tzibor. So it says here that it's Vafil Beirutze Yochid, Velo Nimtzu Klishar is Bar Mishon Yochid. We talk about Beirutze Tzibor, and Beirutze Tzibor seem to be that the overflow was used to buy Klisharis. But how can you say that you use the money from the overfill to buy klisharis, if sometimes you have the overfill is when individuals bring it in, and that extra money is coming from individual donations, and you're not allowed to use money from individual donations to buy klisharis. Apparently, klisharis has to be bought only from communal funds. So the assumption here is I'm going to bring whatever it is to the Beis HaMikdash, and I give them and I pour it over. And that excess goes to them, but I'm a yachid. How can that excess now then be monetized and then be used to buy klisharis if it's only allowed to be bought by communal funds? So the Gemara says, no, it's not a problem. The assumption is that you make sure that the person who's doing the Beirutzim donates the money to the communal funds, and then it goes to the klisharis. Kadod etanina, like we mentioned before, isha sha'asasak etonos levnok sheira. If a mother or a woman makes the big day kahuna for her son, technically, it should be good because it's an individual donation. The money used to buy the big dekuna is supposed to come from the communal funds. But it's kashera ubavachit him serena the tzibor. What she does is she transfers the ownership to the tzibor. So the tzibor is doing it. So to here with the beirutzim, you transfer the ownership to the tzibor, and then it can be used to buy klisharets. So now the Gemara asks, right? Akedon beirutze lach vafilu beirutze yavish. So until now we're discussing the overfill of liquid. Now, the difference between liquid overfill and solid overfill is profound, actually. Liquid overfill is the idea of displacement. When you pour liquid in, every single part of the... When you pour the liquid in, you want to be Mekadosh, it goes into a Klisharis to begin with. So you only can use Kadosh stuff to buy Kadosh stuff. So I pour the liquid in, every single ounce of liquid has entered the Kli. What overflows was once in the Kli and then displaced to go overflow. Let's say I'm pouring flour. Flour piles up into the Kli. So that top level of the Beirutzim was actually never in the Klisharis. So that stuff is never in the Klisharis. It was never Mekadosh in the Klisharis. And if it was never Mekadosh in the Klisharis, how can it be used to buy Klisharis? Only Kodesh can buy the Kodesh. So that's what he says, Ad Kedon Beirutze Lach, Bafil Beirutze Yavish, even Beirutze Yavish. So the Gemara here says, next I got very confused, because the Masifta said one thing, and Steindl said something else, and Arsko said something else. So I'm going to explain it the way I see it here I saw it in the Steintots, in the Koran. So Gemara says, Kahi de Tanin and Taman, like we learned in accordance with the Mishnah over there. The Mishnah over there is Gemara Menachos, right? And that Ayin Tes, I think. Hanesachin Shekachu Bikli, Vinimtsu Hazevach Pasol. Okay, every carbon comes with wine libations, with Nesachin. So they're in the Kli Shares, and it turns out that its corresponding carbon is now Pasol. So what do I do with the wine? I can't pour the wine, so what do I do with the wine? The Mishnah says, Im yesham zevach acher, if there is another carbon, so say, hey, don't bring the nesachim with that carbon, use these nesachim, we're good to go. Right? Im yesham zevach acher yikru imo. Im lav, and if there isn't another carbon, right, if there isn't another offering there that requires a nesachim, then lanu, I guess they would leave it overnight, and then they become yusul belina. They become pasul with lina, being left overnight. So now, since the Mishnah Menachos, of course, according to this, since the Mishnah Menachos does not make a distinction between, it just says nesachim, so it doesn't make a distinction between wine or flour, which are both defined as nesachim, then the Gemara says that no distinction should be drawn between the overfill. Even dry overfill is considered kadosh and can be used for purchase of klisharos. The Masifta says no. The Masifta says differently. It says that it's only possible if it was in the klisharos. That's why you can make it possible. But yavesh, which is not in the klisharos, right? It was not in the kadosh kli, then it can't be used to buy klisharos. It's a complete opposite way of learning the Gemara there. I'm not sure how the art scroll learns it, but same thing as what? Is it the first way or second way? Okay, so second way. Okay, fine. Okay. Next, Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. So now we have Mosar Ketoris. There is leftover Ketoris. So why is there left? Ketoris for year one can only be used in year one. You can't use last year's Ketoris this year, because Ketoris has to be bought from this year's quants. So you have leftover Ketoris. How do you have leftover Ketoris? So Rashi on Shavuos and Daf Yud Amud Beis explains that there was leftover Ketoris each year, because Ketoris was set aside each day of the year. It was Ketoris for each day of the year, morning and night. Plus, you also had you had three extra portions for the Kohen Gadol to take on Yom Kippur. That's what you had. And since he only took a handful, the same amount, there was leftovers. Others say that the reason why there's leftovers is because they took out Ketoris to be used for 365 days. But there are only 354 days. Why they did that, I don't know. So you had 11 days worth of Ketoris left over each year. 11 days. And then eventually, when there's a leap year, you'll need more. So the problem they have now is they have this Mosa Ketoris, and I don't want to get rid of it. But I need to get, I can't use it for next year. I have to figure out a way to get this extra Ketoris. I have 11 days worth of Ketoris left over. How do I get these 11 days worth of Ketoris to be used for this year? So this idea is what they're going to do is you're going to de-sanctify the Ketoris and then repurchase it with Hektesh funds to re-sanctify it again. So what they're going to do, basically, I'll say it outside, what they do is you have the Ketoris. So what are they going to do with it? Let's read it. Mosar Ketoris, Ma'o Hayo Osimba. What would they do? Because it was bought with shekels from this year, so I want to buy it with shekels for next year. So mahayu osim ba. So mafrishim imenischar humanim. So listen, there were people who had worked in the Beis Hamikdash. You had contractors, artisans, people who worked in the Beis Hamikdash. They had to get paid. So what they would do is let's say they had to be paid $1,000. So they would take $1,000 of the excess ketoris and they would separate it. Mafrishim imenischar humanim. And then umichalin osa al maos haumin. The umin had to be paid. So what they do is they would take out this amount, the value in the ketoris, and they would take the ketoris and they would michal it. They would desanctify it onto the money that was supposed to go to the umin, onto the cash. Now the ketoris is chulin, the cash is hektish. Okay, v'nosin osa lu umanim bischaron, and then they would pay the umanim with this now desanctified ketoris. That's desanctified Ketoris. They got paid in kind. And then what they would do is they would repurchase this Ketoris from the Umanim with the new Truma. So now they got their money, and the Hektesh bought back Ketoris with the new money. And now you can use it for this year. That's a Gears here. We'll read it. He's here in Bachodesh or Chodesh. He has chadash. So it's a different gear. Says im bachadash bezmano lokanosom mitruma chadash im lav min hayishana, which seems to mean, it says chodesh, that if other is malay or other is chaser, correct. So it's a double portion. It means if it's a chaser month, so that means Nisan happened right away on the 30th day is Nisan. So then you have to do this. You buy the truma from the truma chadasha, and if lav in Nishana, and if it's a malay month, then you can still use the old ketoris for that day. Okay, so that's how they did it. They did this de-sanctifying. The problem is they're going to say v'lo nimtza hektish mischal al hektish. What did you do now? You just took you took kodesh money, right? You took this money from the truma from the lishka, and you switched it with the ketoris. That means I took kodesh money and Kodesh Ketoris. But you can't do that. In order to de-sanctify something, you have to take something that's Kodesh and something that's Chulin. But this money is still Hektesh. So how did this work? Below Nimtz Hektesh Mitzchala Hektesh, that doesn't work. So came to the Rosa, so the Mishnah is missing a step. What they would do is Amr Shimon Bar Bisna maybe Maus Umchalan Alabinyan. They would do is that when But the way they would build things in the Beis Hamikdash is they would bone it b'chol v'achakach mekachim. Anything that was being built was built in as being chulin, and then it was sanctified. So they would what they would do is they would be mechallel the money onto these items that were being built. So now these items that were built are chol. The money was kodesh. It goes on to the kedusha goes on to the built items, which is now kodesh, and the money is chol. Now the money is chulin, and now you do a little switch. Now you put the chulin, you take the ketores, which is kodesh, put that onto the money. The money is now chol, and now the money goes into the Beis Hamikdash. The ketores goes to the people, and then you take the new money and you buy the ketores back. At the end of the day, everyone's happy because the workers have their cash, and the hektesh has just bought profane chulin ketores with this year's money, so it can now be used with this year for the ketores. Right, so the Gemara says, right, so Ketzer Oser, Shim Bar Bishna, maybe Mosim Chalal Abinyan, who made the ketores Chalal Aleha, Venosim Osan Le'unim Bischaron. So Osam Mosi Asa Behen. Okay, so now this money that was now basically the ketores, kedusha of the ketores was transferred onto this money. So now what do I do with this money? So Osam Mosi Ma Yasa Behen, so Rabbi Omer, okay, no problem. Omer Ani, what I say, it's what Rebbe always says, Omer Ani, it's his thing, Yenosu lebeis garmel lebeis aftinos, use that money to pay the people who actually make the ketores, the beis garmel and beis aftinos. Right, the Gemara in Yom says that these were the two families that kept a secret of how to prepare the lechem upon him and how to prepare the ketores. The ketores has a specific recipe, and the lechem upon him also had to be made a certain way that to create its shape. I said, so pay them. Use that money to pay them. Shai b'kim b'hitam ha'ktores v'masi lechem upon him. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak v'hein sheyuchayav le'mal shmishar rishona. That's only true. You can only use this money if it's for work previously done. But it shouldn't be given to them as advance payment for work they'll do in the future, because the wages that for the work they can do in the future, it could be, if let's say the work is done in Nisan, you can't pay them from this year. You have to pay them from next year. So only pay them money owed. Not don't give a future payment. They don't get paid in advance. Okay. Right. So Rabbi Chia, okay, now Rabbi Chia Bar Ba asks, Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, let's say lo hayu chayavim lemos mishnah rishona. So they were paid already. You did this whole thing and you have this extra money now. You're supposed to pay the guys who make the ketores and the lechem upon him, but they were paid already. Somebody else, whatever, a different treasurer paid them already. So now what do we do? So asa Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, Mekaitzer and Smezbeach. So the answer for everything, the fault, you have extra money, what do you use it for? You buy karbanos when the Mezbeach is empty. Kaitzer Mezbeach, so you will use that money, put it in the pile. I guess oftentimes, not a lot of people came, there was time when the Mezbeach was not being used. Then, here's also issues with the Girsa. Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, Ba'i Kome Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen is now asking in front of Rabbi Yossi. Oh, in other words, Rabbi Chia Bar Ba asked a question, and then Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Chia, B'shem Rabbi Yossi, answered the question. So the question is, Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, Boy Kamei Rabbi Yossi, first he asked the question of Rabbi Yossi, and then Mechalf Shitase to Rabbi Chia Bar Ba, then he answered the question, right? Tamad Tzrichel of Kapashidle, he asked the question apparently, and then he answers it. So it goes, oh, Hada Tzrichel B'Klisharet, Hada Pshitle B'Kaitz Mezbeach. His question was, he knew for sure that you can use this extra money for Kaitz Mezbeach. His question was whether or not you can use this money to buy klisharets. Right, so what's the reason why? The itpalgun. So his question was is whether you can use this money to purchase klisharets with the money that was used to desanctify the Torahs. Because he had the following dispute. Pitmo b'chulin. Let's say if you prepared the ketores in a non-kodesh kli, does the preparation of the ketores have to be done in a kli sharis? Right? Pitmo b'chulin. Right? Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi China Amar Psula, he says it's pasul, and Rabbi Shu ben Levi Amar Kasher, Rabbi Shu says it's kosher. Because there's a requirement that the ketores be placed in the kli sharis during its preparation. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosei ben Rabbi Chanina, all of the ketores is kaddish, and therefore has to be in a kli sharis. So therefore the money that's switched for it would have the same level of kedusha, and it can be used to buy kli sharis. right? The Kli Sharis, is the Ketores, since Ketores has to be prepared in the Kli Sharis, so the Ketores, then that we just desanctified, was prepared in the Kli Sharis, you can use, right, so that since it has the Kli Sharis, so then for the money exchanged for it, which is the money, the extra money that we have now, gets right. So you had Kodesh Ketores, that Kedusha was transferred onto money. The same Kedusha that the Ketores has, the money has. The Kedusha that Ketores was what? It was a very high level because it was made in the Kli Sharis. So that money also has that high level, that was of Kli Sharis level, and it can be used to buy Kli Sharis. But if you hold that the Ketores doesn't have to be made in the Kli Sharis, so that means that original Ketores that you desanctified doesn't have that highest level. That level went on to the money. That level of the money was something that doesn't have the status of Kli Sharis, so therefore that money may not be used to buy Kli Sharis. Right? That seems to be the machlokas. All right. So, my time to Rosi Rabbi Chanina. What's the reason for Rabbi Yosef Chanina who said that the Torah has to be made in the Kli Sharis? Because the pasuk says Kodesh He. Right? The pasuk says Kodesh. It has to be Kodesh. Shetiyeh have yasah be Kodesh. Its creation of Ketores should be in Kodesh. My time Rabbi Shu ben Levi. What does it mean that, according to Rabbi Shu ben Levi, says it doesn't have to be made in Kli Sharis? He interprets Kodesh He, Shetiyeh ba mitrumas alishka. Kodesh He means it just has to come from money from the chamber, from the lishka. That's where it can't be, the money bought for the Ketores, the money used to buy the Ketores has to be holy money, not that it's made in a Kli Sharis. So Amar Rabbi Yossi be Rabbi Bun, Asya de Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina k'Shmuel, Rabbi Shua ben Levi k'Rabbi Yochanan. We'll take the Shitos of Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina and Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbun, and we'll line them up with early Amorayim, right? Like Shmuel and Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, who says that it has to be made, the Ketores has to be made in the Kli Sharis, is going to hold like Shmuel, and Rabbi Shua is going to hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the Taninan. This is because we learned in the Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Tomorrow's stuff. We learned in the Mishnah. Excuse me. Hamatish nechasav. Someone says all my possessions are going to be kodesh. Hamatish nechasav. Right. He consecrates all of his possessions, and amongst his possessions, v'hayu ben devarim ruim lekorban al sibur. Amongst his possessions are items that are suitable for use as communal offerings, as korban al sibur. So what are the? What does it mean ruim lekorban al sibur? So Rabbi Yochanan says it's ketores. It means that he has in his possession things that are used for Ketores. Right? So apparently he holds it's possible for one to be in the possession of Ketores stuff that has yet to be Nuhukdash, and therefore it must be that Ketores can be prepared in a non... Because what this guy is doing is he's being makish everything. He's being makish everything which is Ketores. That means the Ketores that he had in his possession wasn't Kodesh. How was it not Kodesh? If it was made in the Kli Sharis, clearly it wasn't made in the Kli Sharis. So he's allowed to... You see, the Ketores can be made in a non-Kli Sharis, right? He says, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ketores. So, see, it may be made in non-Kli Sharis. Omer Boshiro says, no, I'll make a very, very strange ukimta in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is speaking about specifically somebody from the house of Avtinas. Be'uman Mishal Beis Avtinas, Shai Notel Scharo B'Ketores. Somebody who takes his schar with Ketores. So what happens is, it's talking about a guy who gets paid in Ketores, who had a whole thing that gets paid in Ketores. So they gave him Ketores. The Ketores was, that Ketores was de-sanctified in order to pay him, but the Ketores was initially made in a Kli Sharis. So then he says, all my stuff becomes Hektesh. So that Ketores becomes Hektesh, but that Ketores is fine because it was already initially made in a Kli Sharis. Okay. So now, that's how you show that Rabbi Yeshua, right, Rabbi Yeshua, who says it doesn't have to be a Kli Sharis, holds like Rabbi Yochanan, because that was Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ketores, and you say that's the case of the base of Tinas, you show that, well, that shows that, oh, forget that, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Ketores. So at the first answer, you see that you can be Makdish, the Ketores in your house, forget the Tipater, that's where you can say it's not fully Raya, but the Raya was, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that you can have Ketores in somebody's house, and then you can sanctify it, must show that Ketores does not have to be made in the Kli Sharis. Now, Ud Rabbi Yosef be Rabbi Chanina k'Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef Chanina holds like Shmuel, who says that the Ketores has to be made in a Kli Sharis. He says, because he says, the Amr Rabbi Huna b'Shem Shmuel, Machteshes, which is the mortar, right, the pestle and the mortar that they use to crush the Ketores in, also Kli Sharis l'Hektesh. They made it into a Kli Sharis for a Kodesh, right? Also Kli Sharis l'Kodesh. They considered it as a elevated level of kedusha, which has kedusha like it can be makadish. It's in what's inside, so it's like a klisharis. So now, Amar Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Bun. We say Amar Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Bun. Amar Rabbi Huna komei Rabbi Yosi. Dover shekadosh bli klisharis nifne. Can something, according to Shmuel, the ketores is made in the klisharis. Remember what our process was in order to get to de-sanctify the ketores to make it for the next year. What they would do is they would basically be redeeming the ketores and putting it, the ketusha of the ketores, onto the money. So he says, Dover shekadosh bli klisharis nifne. Can something that was sanctified in the klisharis be redeemed? How can you have redeemed? Since you place an item in a klisharis, it elevates its sanctity. Ordinarily, it would not be possible to transfer that kedusha onto money. Yet Shmuel insists that the ketores is prepared in a klisharis, and the leftover ketores is then redeemed by transferring its kedusha onto money. So Gemara says, no, Amar Lei, V'lo d'Shmuel hi, d'Shmuel Amar Kalhu b'Moser. He goes, you're asking this shaila on Shmuel. This is Shmuel l'Shitaso. Shmuel says that there's a kula when it comes to leftovers, right? That in fact they can be desanctified. The fact is that this is all from that the Chachamim have in mind that if there's leftovers, you can desanctify it, right? The itpligun, because what's the source of Shmuel? We have the following machlokas, hosiru tamimim. So they had all these lambs that were being brought for the korban tamid, right? And they would set aside extra in case there was a mum. They would set aside these extras, and after a while, there would be extras that weren't brought on the mizbeach. So siru tamimim. So they were set aside. What do? Shmuel Amar niftin ketamimim. You could just redeem them, right? Generally, you can't redeem an animal until it develops a mum. Shmuel says no problem. You can redeem them even when they're whole. There's no mum. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Niftek Psulim Mukdashim. Oh, we view them as Psulim Mukdashim. They can only be redeemed. You have to get a mum, then they can redeem them. Right now, Hosiru Seirim. Similarly, so you see, according to Shmuel, even though something has kedusha, right? Even though something has heavy kedusha, you can redeem it. So too, we'll see why. We can explain why. So Hosiru Seirim. Similarly, if there were goats that were set aside for Chatos Hatzibor, right? They said goats got Hatzibor, and they're left over. So im olin, so Shmuel says, I'll die to the Shmuel, im olin niftes lokoshkin chatas. If the korban tamid, which is an ola, which is at such a high level of kedusha, can be redeemed, kavachomer chatas, which has a little lower level of kedusha, the ola is more kadosh according to this, is because it's cool color on the mizbeach. The chatas, some of it's eaten by the kohanim. So if an ola can be redeemed, the leftover olas can be redeemed, then the leftover chatas can redeem. Right, and Aldati, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Zira says basically, according to Shita Rabbi Yochanan, Yiru, they have to develop a mum, then they can be redeemed, and the money will be used to, you know, Keitzim Mizbeach. And Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mekaitzim Enosim Mizbeach. He says, no, the leftover offerings, don't even redeem them or anything like that, just use them themselves for the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach is empty. But this is the whole problem. Yesh Chata Shekreva Ola? How is that possible? The Shmuel said that all these things. Oh, so remember, Shmuel just says is that you can use these leftover chatos for an ola. How is that possible? You can have something that's a chatos be brought as an ola. There's a different procedure between the chatos and the ola. This was set aside for korban chatos. Now you're using it for an ola for keitzim mizbeach. How'd you do that? Different matan damim, above the chutos sikra, below the chutos sikra. What are you doing? So Amar Rav Yosef. Shaninahi, this case is different. She'ein karbonos tzibor a nikboin ela b'shchita. It might have been set aside for an ola. When it comes to korban tzibor, the actual final designation only takes place at the shchita. And Amar b'chia tanai based in who al moshe shikra olos. And there's a tanai based in that animals that were left over we brought as an ola. So it's the same thing. There's a tanai based in there. Shmuel's going to hold also that there's a tanai based in that the leftovers can be redeemed. That's what initially they were said. They set aside all this. The tanai based in the leftovers can be redeemed. Just like the leftovers can be, the leftover chatas can be brought as an ola. The leftover case of the ketores are allowed to be redeemed according to Shmuel. Okay. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow on Daf Yud Beis. Everyone have a great day.